Wednesday, May 25th, 2016. This is the Daily Dave, and I am Dave Guerra. How are you? Good evening, good day, good morning, wherever you are in the world. I hope you're having a good one. Excuse me. Today, a little bit different. I'm going to talk about business and technology and the automobile industry and just kind of, it all kind of rolls into one thing. It's kind of curious, but I've been seeing these commercials for these new cars rolling out with the Apple iOS in the car, and it connects to your phone. It's kind of like the Apple Watch. It connects to your phone, and you're able to do some things through your watch without having to take your phone out of your pocket. Or your hip holster, if you still wear one of those. Now, the commercial that I saw is, well, it wasn't a commercial. Yeah, it was kind of a commercial. It was more of a news report, an information one. But it dealt with Google and Android, the Android operating system. It's the other main smartphone operating system that it's the counter to Apple, to the iOS. Anyway, so Google's saying that the Android operating system should be compatible and in place in all cars very soon. Oh, that's pretty cool. I mean, fortunately and unfortunately, I use the Apple iOS, but I wouldn't mind going back to Android. That'd be kind of cool. Have it in the car and be able to communicate at that level, track things, and you're able to get more real-time information through your vehicle, about your vehicle. And if you're one of those that, you run your car until it won't run anymore before you'll get a new one, this definitely will work. Now, on the same side, the Apple system will work too, you know, and it's whatever cars they are in. But here's the catch. Google said that they're going to start with Maserati. And I was like, great. If you can afford one, go for it. I'd love to afford one. I would jump in it. But seriously, why not do what Apple's doing and kind of hit the market for everybody? I know. It creates this level of elitism. It creates this level of, maybe not for me, maybe for the other guy. But what it does do is it creates a level of separation where they're going to draw themselves to a small sector, a very, very niche small sector. And if people don't like it at that sector, what's going to happen? Are they going to kill the project? Or are they going to wait for something else to come along? Well, there we go. That's my two cents. My name's Dave Guerra. This has been The Daily Dave. I will talk to you tomorrow. Have a great rest of your evening or day or morning. And until next time, have a good one.